Mead.
It's good.
Business is growing.
Mead.
The clientele is growing. The taste buds are growing. And then the creativity is blossoming.
Mead.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
The other door.
I don't.
The other door. No. The other one. The other one.
Got it.
There it is. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your story about that. Watch the, there's some exposed wire there.
Ooh,
watch out for the exposed wire.
All right.
I apologize. I'm sorry for the dust. I'm sorry for the dust. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks for letting me in. It's
brutal out there. Welcome. How can I do you for?
The rain out there, man. It's rough.
It's raining?
Yeah.
You know what? I lose all sensory when I'm inside the mead. My mead dojo here.
So what is the mead hall? That's what it says on the front side.
You are in for a treat, my friend. You are in for a treat.
So it's called the mead hall.
I call it the mead hole. But yeah, it's the technical name is the mead hall. But when you're in here, when me and you are rapping, it's the mead hole.
Okay.
Sometimes if you drink too much mead, you fall into the mead pit. But don't worry about that. You're a newie. You're new to mead.
So what is mead?
Well, mead is a honey wine. It's been around for centuries. It's an archaic, ancient way of fermenting wine using honey.
Oh.
In so many words. I mean, that's the layman's terms for you. I could go into all the science and the chemistry for you. If you want to learn all about that, Dave, he's actually doing a little seminar in a kind of like a class, you would call it. That's off-site, though.
Who's
that's
Dave?
At his farm.
Hmm? Who's Dave?
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave is doing it. Dave is the one who actually is the one
who's
who...
Who's that?
Dave's my father-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, okay, that connects some dots.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Pat is my stepdad.
Okay, I don't... Am I supposed to know Pat? I don't...
No, but we were talking about family members. I'd let you know. Because Pat might come in. Pat pops by a few times. He's helped me out a lot.
Is he a cool guy?
Pat's great. Yeah. Oh, God, Pat's great. Yeah, he's without him, this place wouldn't be standing right now. He's really been helping me out a lot. I needed it. And I owe a lot to him. But, hey, let's line up some mead. What are you in the mood for?
Let's do another five. Round me up. Another flight.
Another flight?
Yeah.
Oh. You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you already did one. You already did one flight of mm-hmm. five. That makes... We had 10 total.
So give me the other me? Five.
Hmm? Oh, the other five. You don't want to re-up any of those other ones?
No, most of them tasted like shit, so...
Yeah, most of them are... They have a very...
a bad
gritty,
taste.
Gritty, dirty, stinky, dry taste to them. Some people do say it's akin to shit. But you want the other five, okay? So you want the Blueberry Bonnet, the Honeysuckle Moon. Let's go Sandusky's Musky, and a Wolf Hair.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you Andy too. I'll give you some Andy.
Okay.
All right. Where did I put those bottles at, though?
Mead.
Yo, how's it change?
Tastes like shit.
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. That's the mead.
That's the mead.
Do you mind if I just step out for a minute?
Where are you going? The back?
I just gotta go run to the store real fast.
To the store?
Grab a few things.
I mean,
you want the Sandusky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just gotta step out for a minute. I'll be right back. Just mind the place for me for a minute. Like a minute. It's right down the block.
All right.
Thanks.
Does the TV work?
No.
All right.
It doesn't.
I gotta wait here anyway, so I mean, what am I gonna do? I can hear you back there.
almost had you.
Almost.
I almost had you. I'm sorry. I got it. I got the Sandusky right here.
You're goofing.
It's an old Mead trick.
Is it?
It's an old Mead joke. You got it, though. See, you got it.
Light me up, Buck.
I got you.
One, you know what I noticed about you, Buck? Four, five. You never asked me what my name is. You don't care?
I already know your name.
What is it?
Your name is Charlie Pennyfeather.
How'd you know that?
Some call it a gift.
Hmm.
Others call it a curse. I like to call it a badge.
Mead.
I ain't never seen like nothing like that before in my life. My life. That's pretty sweet.
It's from Big Run Wolf Ranch.
Big Run?
Yeah.
That's small potatoes, though.
You know Big Run?
I've been to Big Run. Yeah, I've been to Big Run.
They got 9 wolves there, dude.
I've been to Big Run. 9? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, must be pretty impressive to see 9. Have you ever seen a herd of wolves? Have you ever been caught in a herd of wolves? How about a herd of bison? Then you could talk about Big Run with me. Okay?
Yeah. I think it's called a pack.
You call it a pack if you want. You can call it a pack. We sell these packs of mead here too.
Yeah, I tried to buy one from you and you said you didn't have any.
Oh no, they're right here. They're right here.
Can I buy one?
Yeah, of course you can buy one. The thing is that our cash box is gone.
Oh.
So there's that.
Mead. What is the wet burrito? What is the wet burrito?
It's a burrito dipped in mead. Burrito dipped in mead. But you got
What does that mean? So what?
It's not on premises. So I can't accept the money.
Put it in your pocket.
I can't do that.
Dave, give you folded
Dave
bills.
Dave would go crazy. He would go absolutely insane if I did that.
He doesn't want you to earn money here?
Not like that. Not like that. It's got to be legit. It's got to go through the computer system. You know the inventory of this place?
No, I don't.
It's pretty extensive.
Yeah.
It's extensive. All the varieties, all the bottles, all the honey, all of the honey sticks. I mean, each one of those is individually marked. They're all individually skewed, and that's not just something that you could just give and without taking. You know, so. I can't hurt Dave with all he's done for me.
Why, is he old and weak?
No, Dave is strong.
Oh.
And mighty. And can really... I've seen the man eat a potato before, a raw potato.
Mead.
Line me up another flight of mead.
Come on.
Gotcha.
Let's go. What was this one in this class?
The blueberry bonnet.
Blueberry bonnet.
That's one of the... I will say this. Blueberry bonnet is probably one of our top sellers in this place, bar none.
Light it up. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. You know, you put a little ice in this fucking poison, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. And you're lucky, too, because our refrigeration system is just back online.
Mm.
You like music?
No.
Sipping on the lean, brought me to my knees. Didn't know what to expect, but I took the leap. Tasted it, felt the heat flowing through my veins. From the very first sip, I was never the same. Followed up honey and a touch of thyme, it flows so smoothly like a sweet rhyme. Caught me off guard, I was blown away. Now I'm addicted, can't make it through the day. Thought it was just a folk tale, a myth of old, but the moment it touched my lips, my heart was sold. Magical concoction from nature's own blend. No more skepticism, I'm a meat lover till the end.